弟兄姊妹，大家都已经知道，今天早晨我要讲忠心的生活。
Everyone knows this morning what I'm going to share about.
我请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些的圣经。
Then let's turn to some passages together.
马太福音第24章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24.
马太24章。我们从45节读到47节。
Verses 45 through 47.
马太福音24章45到47。谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。好，我们。
Okay. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? It would be good. It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions.
第二十五章第二十一节。
Matthew chapter 25.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Verse 21, his master replied, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
路加福音第十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加十九章第十七节。
Verse 17.
主人说，好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄管十座城。
Well done, my good servant, his master replied, because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.
我们看《使徒行传》第二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传第二十六章。第十九节。
Verse 19.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
So then, King Agrippa, I did not disobey the vision from above.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God who has called you into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ our Lord is faithful.
第四章第二第二节。
Chapter 4 verse 2.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
我们再请看希伯来书第三章。希伯来书第三章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 2.
他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house.
第五节。
Verse 5.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，我要证明将来必传说的事。
Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章第十节。
Verse 10.
你将要受的苦你不用怕， 魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life.
第十三节
Verse 13.
我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处，当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city, where Satan lives.
第十七章
Revelation chapter 17,
第十四节
Verse 14.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召被选有忠心的。
They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers.
我们知道中文后面那几个字点点点是原文没有的。
In Chinese version, the dots are not, it means that the words were not in the original language.
我们从圣经里面很清楚地看见忠心乃是神的一个要求。
And from the scripture, we see very clearly that faithfulness is a requirement of God.
神历世历代都对人有这样的要求。
And that is God's requirement from generations to generations.
并且这是一个带有应许的一个要求。
And it is also a requirement with promise.
我们感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
在圣经里我们看见神对人有好像很多的要求。
In the scripture, it seems that the Lord has many commands for man.
但是大多数的要求都是主耶稣基督已经替我们做成。
But most of them were fulfilled already by our Lord Jesus.
只有少数的要求是需要我们尽责任。
There are only very few requirements that was left for us to fulfill.
忠心是我们需要尽责任的。
And faithfulness, being one of them, is our responsibility.
主不能代替你。
And that is not something that God can substitute.
任何人也不能代替你。
Nor anyone can substitute in your place.
我们知道这不仅是一个要求。
And we know that it's not just a commandment or requirement.
特别到了末了的时代。
Especially towards the end times.
忠心更是神对着教会的一个很重要的呼召。
And faithfulness is the very important calling for the Lord to the church.
所以愿我们的耳朵能够听见主在这个末世所向我们有的呼召。
May our ear hear the calling of the Lord in this end time toward us.
神要求我们忠心。
God requires us to be faithful.
那我想我们要回到圣经里面来看一看这个忠心的意义。
And therefore, let's return to the scriptures to see the significance and meaning of faithfulness.
忠心这个字在希腊文里面呢它是 pistos 这个字啊。
And faithfulness is pistos in Greek.
那么这个字的字根呢是跟那个信心有关系的。
And the root has to do with faith.
也可以说呢忠心是出于信心。
And therefore, to be faithful is, faithfulness is originated from faith.
那么希伯来文里面呢它用那个 amen 这个字的这个字呢也是跟信心有关系。
And in Hebrew, amen means has something to do with faith.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果我们对神没有信心，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we do not have faith toward God,
也就是我们对神我们不够认识，
In other words, we do not know God,
我们也不够完全的信赖，
And we do not trust him completely,
就不可能产生真正的忠心。
Then it's impossible for us to be faithful.
所以这个忠心的这个根基那是建立在信心上。
Therefore, the root, the foundation of faithfulness is built on faith.
我们感谢神，
And we thank the Lord.
这个字不仅是用在人的身上，
That this particular words not only used on mankind,
我们看见这个字也用在神自己的身上，
but also on God himself.
当这个字用在神的身上的时候呢，它翻作是信实。
And when the word faithfulness is applied to God, it is translated as
faithfulness.
Still faithfulness in English.
啊。所以这个信实这个字呢，在神的身上被忠心这个字在神的身上翻作信实。
So to be devoted and faithful, it is to God, and God Himself is faithful.
我们的神从来不背乎他的自己。
For God never go against Himself.
我们看见他的信实跟他的慈爱一样，是一直存到永远。
And His loving kindness and His faithfulness is everlasting.
我们感谢神
we thank the Lord.
这个好像是神的性格
it seems to be God's very nature.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
神不仅爱我们是一直到永远
Not only God loves us to the end.
神向我们所有的应许他持守他的约也是一直信实直到永远
And He's faithfully keeping His covenant to the end.
我们也知道我们的神他是一个有旨意的神
And we know that God is a God with will
他在这个宇宙中他有他的计划有他自己的作为
He has His deeds, His purpose in this universe
在他的旨意上面来讲神也是一直都是信实的
And God is continued to be faithful on His purpose
弟兄姊妹们
And we thank the Lord
神从来没有改变过他的旨意
And God never went back on His purpose
始终如一
And is forever the same.
所以这个忠心这个字的里面呢，包含了一个意义啊，就是有不变的性质在里面。
And therefore, one of the significance of faithfulness is never changing.
像我们今天这些人啊，弟兄姊妹，我们是客变时反的，是常常改变。
And we are, on the other hand, forever changing.
我们碰见了人，碰见了事，碰见东西，我们就改变。
We change with the circumstances, with people.
但是神从来不改变。
But God never changes.
虽然经过了几千年的时间。
Even after thousands of years.
我们看见神仍旧是持定他自己的旨意。
And God continued to be the same, holding fast to His own purpose.
所以圣经讲说我们的神他没有转动。
And therefore, the Bible says that to God there's no shadow of turning.
神从来不背乎他的自己。
And He never went back on Himself.
我们要为着神的信实感谢神。
We need to thank Him for His faithfulness.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经讲到神的选召也是没有后悔的。
Different sisters, when the Lord says about His calling, it is not without regret.
像我们这些败坏的人。
And wicked people as we are.
虽然我们蒙恩得救了。
Even though we were saved.
但是我们还是常常改变，对不对？
But oftentimes we're changing.
但是神从来没有后悔拣选我们说拣选错了。
But God's choosing was irrevocable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
这是神的性格。
That is His very nature.
不仅是这样啊。
Not only so.
我们看见我们的主耶稣圣经里面也告诉我们。
And we see in the life of our Jesus.
在启示录里面
From the scripture,
讲到他被称作是诚信真实
In Revelation that he's been called the truthful, the faithful
那个诚信那个字就是忠心这个字
And to be truthful is to be faithful
那么我们的主呢在地上的时候我们看见他向着父神是完全忠心的
And we see how Jesus was faithful to the Father
也就是在每一件事情上面他与父是完全一致
Then in all things he was in one accord with the Father
他从来没有随便讲自己的话
He never said things according to himself
从来没有按自己的意思行自己的事
He never did things according to himself
他乃是非常的忠诚的持定神给他的托付
But faithfully he hold fast to the, in the commitment, commission of the Lord.
所以圣经里面有这样的一个描述。
Therefore the scripture, in the scripture there's such description.
讲到他的脸面向着耶路撒冷有如坚实。
That he was a very firmly faith, walking towards Jerusalem.
主在地上33年半的时间
and 33 and a half years on earth
经过无数环境的变化
and through all the changing of the circumstances
有人拥护他有人这个弃绝他
and some despised him forsaken him
冷嘲热讽
and or just
甚至有时候朋友们门徒们的好心
and sometimes due to the goodwill of the disciples
主从来没有改变过
no matter how people treated him he never changed
主在地上还是做父所要他做的工
Because he was doing what the Father wanted him to do.
他的生活是一个忠心的生活
That he lived a life of a faithful.
所以我们的主成就了神的旨意
And therefore he accomplished the will of God.
他也成了忠心的一个最好的榜样
And he became the best example of one who was faithful.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
不仅这样，
Not only so.
圣灵到地上来的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit came to the earth.
弟兄姊妹，在约翰福音十六章十三节告诉我们。
In John chapter 16 verse 13 says.
圣灵来不凭自己说话。
When the Holy Spirit come, he will not say according to himself.
他乃是把所听见的都说出来。
And the Holy Spirit will speak what he has heard.
圣灵忠于父神的托付。
And the Holy Spirit was faithful to the commission of the Father.
因为圣灵知道他在地上最大的一个工作。
And because the Holy Spirit knew the greatest commission on this earth.
就是要把教会建造成为基督的心腹。
It is to build up the church to be the bride of the Christ.
所以今天圣灵在教会中的工作乃是装饰我们。
And therefore the Holy Spirit's job nowadays is to adorn us.
他一心的希望我们成为羔羊的心腹。
That one day we shall become the bride of the Lamb.
圣灵除了这个工作之外，他没有别的兴趣。
And apart from this job, he has no other interest.
弟兄姊妹，在旧约圣经里面。
That in the Old Testament.
有一幅的图画。可以说是一个很好的说明。
There is a picture that described this and explained this very well.
你们读到创世纪第二十四章的时候。
When you read Genesis chapter 24.
我们看见那个时候呢，亚伯拉罕要为他的妻子以撒娶亲。
And Abraham was going to find a wife for his son Isaac.
那么他就打发了他管理他全业的一个老仆人。
So he sent his master servant.
啊，那个也是以便以谢。
And
好像是啊，没关系，他的老仆人。
And it was his master servant.
那么这个老仆人呢，出去之前呢。
And prior to his departure.
那么亚伯拉罕要求他。
So Abraham
commanded him. 把他的手放在他的大腿底下。
To place his hand under his.
要叫他起誓。
And to make a vow.
你只可以在巴丹亚兰为我的。这个儿子娶亲。
That you can only go to my hometown to find a wife for him.
绝不可以娶这个迦南的女子。
You cannot find a woman from the land of Canaan.
那么二十四章我们看见，这个老仆人从头到尾，他没有忘记亚伯拉罕给他的嘱咐。
So from beginning to the end, this servant did never forget the request of the master.
这一个图画。
And that particular picture
预表说到圣灵今天在地上的工作。
It symbolizes the work of the Holy Spirit nowadays.
所以我们感谢神。
And therefore we thank the Lord.
父是信实的。
The Father is faithful.
子是诚信的。
And the Son is faithful.
圣灵也是诚信的。
And so is the Holy Spirit.
特别到末了的时代。
Especially to the end times.
神大发他宝座前的七灵。要往普天下去。
And God will send the seven spirit from his throne to the whole earth.
为什么要做最后的工作。
And to accomplish the very last stage of his work.
预备耶稣基督的降临。
To prepare for the coming of the Lord.
所以因此呢，在启示录里面呢，我们看见从天上都有荣耀的呼喊，说明说对教会说要忠心。
And therefore, in the revelation, we see a great cry from heaven to the church that be faithful.
我们晓得这是末后时代中间神心中一个非常重的一个感觉。
That is a very heavy burden in the heart of a father.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣为我们做了美好的榜样。
Dear brother and sister, the Lord has set a great example for us.
所以我们应当是主耶稣基督的跟随者。
Therefore, we need to be His follower.
所以在启示录十七章里面告诉我们。
And therefore, in Revelation chapter 17,
那些同着羔羊的人。
That those who were with the Lamb.
他们就是蒙召被选有忠心的。
They were called chosen and faithful followers.
我们求主在这个末了的时代，让我们能做羔羊忠心的同伴。
And we may the Lord help us so we can be the truthful and faithful follower of the Lamb at this end time.
弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
这个忠心是要经过很多艰难的。
You know that it needs to go through much testing.
要经过很多考验的。
Much testing.
这个忠心是经过征战的。
That this faithfulness needs to go through battle.
在旧约圣经里面。
In Old Testament.
我们看见当大卫在世的时候。
And when David was still alive.
那么当他还没有做王啊。
And before he was Throne.
在以色列百姓中，神就兴起了一般的勇士。
And God has raised up some mighty men.
这般勇士，他们是拥立大卫做王的。
Now these mighty men were helping him to be a king.
圣经也讲说，他们是帮助大卫得国的。
And they were the ones who helped him obtain his kingdom.
这般人， 他们是忠心耿耿的跟随大卫。
And they were faithful followers of David.
啊，我们看见那里有许多美丽的故事。
And we see the many beautiful stories about them.
愿主使我们在这末后的时代。
And may we, at this end time,
能像大卫的勇士一样。
Be like the mighty men of David.
让我们起来做耶稣基督的忠心同伴。
That we all rise up to be faithful follower and companion for our Lord.
我们从圣经里面可以清楚地看见
that we clearly see from the scriptures,
神的这一个忠心的要求
that this very requirement of faithfulness
是一个合理的要求
it is a very reasonable requirement
因为什么呢因为它建立在三种不同的关系上面
because it is built upon three different kinds of relationships
我们晓得这三种的关系呢都是要求忠心的
and these three relationships demand faithfulness
啊，第一个是丈夫对妻子的要求
First of all is the requirement of husband to his wife
当你读旧约圣经的时候
When you read Old Testament
你看见耶和华神把以色列人呢当作是妻子
When you see that Jehovah God treated Israelites as his wife
所以呢神和人之间所建立的关系是夫妻的关系
Therefore there is a relationship of husband and wife between God and man
我们都晓得今天在夫妻的关系上面是要求忠心的
And we know that faithfulness is one definite requirement in husband life
丈夫要向妻子忠心
That the husband must be faithful to the wife
妻子要向丈夫忠心
So does the wife
啊，在家庭的生活里面
That in our family lives
何等重要的一个要求
Faithfulness is a very crucial requirement
我们感谢主
And we thank the Lord
我们的主耶稣基督是忠心的丈夫
And our Lord Jesus is a faithful husband
所以今天他要要求他的妻子忠心
Therefore he required that his wife be faithful
弟兄姊妹我们蒙恩得救我们要晓得哈，教会是主的妻
And brothers and sisters, as a saved one, we must understand that church is the bride of the Christ.
我们每一个神的儿女呢，都应该是童贞女。
We all should be like virgin.
圣经告诉我们说，我们已经许配给耶稣了。
The Bible says that we have been betrothed to Jesus.
圣灵是我们的凭据。
That the Holy Spirit is the proof.
有人告诉我们，那个凭据那个字啊，原文最后也可以翻作是一个戒指。
Or a ring.
所以当一个女孩子已经许配给另外一个人的时候今天我们晓得有时候订婚就戴个戒指对吧
So today and when a woman is being betrothed to a man or engaged to a man she wears a ring as a symbol
所以每一次当我们在里面圣灵对我们说话的时候
So every time when the Holy Spirit speaks to us
都是提醒我们我们是已经许配给基督了
And the very purpose is to remind us that we have been betrothed to Jesus
所以作为羔羊的未婚妻我们要向着主忠诚
And therefore to be his bride to be, we must be faithful.
在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament,
我们看见以色列百姓多次的背逆神。
We see that many times the Israelites went against God.
当他们去拜偶像的时候
When they rebelled and worshipped the idols,
神就很伤心的打发先知们到以色列百姓中间去劝告他们。
And God's heart was so grieved that he sent the prophets to warn them.
圣经中有好多的这些话啊，弟兄姊妹们我们看见是神以丈夫的地位向着妻子的一个呼召。
The Lord had called out to his people many times as a husband.
啊，你如果读何西阿书，很明显的啊。
If you read Hosea,
以赛亚书和其他先知书
or other prophet books such as Isaiah,
所以神对我们要求忠心
Therefore God required us to be faithful.
第一个关系是建立在夫妻的关系上
That is built on the relationship of husband and wife.
所以这个忠心的要求是合理的要求
And therefore such requirement is reasonable.
第二个关系
And second relationship
是建立在朋友的关系上
It is between friends.
啊，我们晓得主耶稣曾经对门徒们说我要称你们为朋友
And the Lord once said to his disciples that I shall call you my friend
朋友之间相交哈，我想很重要的一件事情就是要彼此忠心
You know when fellowshipping with your friends you need to be faithful
在旧约圣经里面
And in the Old Testament
我们看见只有几个人呢被称作神的朋友
Only few of them are called God's friends
弟兄姊妹们这是非常重要的一件事情
And that was something very important
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过
And I shared with you once before
有一个弟兄呢他给了我一个英文的名字
And there was a brother who gave me an English name
那就是 Godwin
And he gave me the name of Godwin
我刚刚拿到这个名字的时候呢，我觉得也不错，但是我还不太明白它的意思。
And when I first was given that name, I thought that was a good name, but I didn't know the significance of it.
啊，只等到有一天我在温哥华。
Until one day I was in Vancouver.
我在路上碰见了一个加拿大的一个老姊妹。
And I met a Canadian sister, elderly sister.
她问我什么名字。
And she asked me what was my name.
我就告诉她说我的名字 Godwin.
So I told her that my name is Godwin.
哇，她说这个名字太好了。
And she said, oh, that was a great name.
他说：“你知道这个名字的意思吗
？”And she says, "Do you know the meaning of that name?"
这个曾经是英国一个皇帝用过的。
And do you know that was name of once the name of a king?
我想这个名字大概是 Godwin 啊。
So I thought the name meant Godwin.
他说 "No."
She said "No."
他说 "Godwin means God's friend."
And Godwin means God's friend.
那天他一讲，我觉得我实在。不配来承受这个名。
And all of a sudden, I feel I was unworthy to be called by that name.
但是主今天也借这个名提醒我。
And but then the Lord is reminding me today with that name.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是主的朋友。
We are the Lord's friends.
主看你为他的朋友。
Because the Lord sees you as His friend.
你是主的朋友吗
？Are you God's friend?
你真的做他的朋友吗
？Do you willing? Are you willing to be His friend?
如果你是他的好朋友
，If you are His good friend,
你就应该向他忠心。
Then you need to be faithful to Him.
这位好朋友。他向着我们是忠心的。
Because to be as a good friend, he was faithful to us.
所以圣经中给我们看见第二面的关系。
Therefore, we see the secondary.
是建立在朋友的关系上。
The second relationship we have with the Lord is friends.
所以神要求我们忠心是合理的。
And therefore, when he requires us to be faithful, it is reasonable.
第三个关系。
And third relationship.
那是主人与仆人之间的关系。
It is a relationship between the master and a servant.
主人要求仆人忠心，这也是天经地义的事。
And for the Master to require the servant to be faithful, that is also very reasonable.
今天我们弟兄姊妹，有的人是当老板的，你就要求你的部属忠心。
And some of our brothers and sisters are a boss or employer of another. You demand your employee to be faithful.
今天你是替别人做事的。那个老板也要求你忠心。
And or you're an employee, your employer will ask you to be faithful.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
神乃是根据于这三个不同的关系。要求我们要忠心。
It is based on these three different relationships we have the Lord that God requires us to be faithful to Him.
但是我们也必须明白。
But we also need to understand.
今天我们对神的忠心啊。
That the faithfulness we have toward the Lord today.
圣经也给我们看见有三个方面不同的这个忠心。
It had three different manifestations.
根据这些关系。
And based on these three different relations,
第一个忠心,
the first aspect of it,
要忠于主的名,
it is to be faithful to his name.
啊, 我们都晓得, 当我们一蒙恩得救的时候,
we all know that once when we're saved,
我们就归属主耶稣基督, 就在他的名下,
that we are belonging, we are under God's name.
啊, 现代人的结婚,
you know, nowadays, when people get married,
啊无论是中国在美国都是这样啊。
It is true in America or in China.
一个女孩子一嫁给人之后呢
After the woman is being married to a man.
她的姓就改了。
Her last name changes.
是吧
Isn't it true?
哎，就是归在那个丈夫的名下。
And she is under the last name of the husband.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们蒙恩得救。
And therefore today as we're saved.
我们已经归在主耶稣基督的名下。
We are belonging to God and being under his name.
所以我们应当像贞洁的童贞女一样。
So we all should be like a faithful virgin.
向着主忠心。
To be faithful to God.
啊，这个忠心乃是出于爱。
And this faithfulness is out of love.
啊，我们知道当你爱一个人的时候
And because when you love someone
你自然会向这个人有忠心
It is natural for you to be faithful to him
今天呢弟兄姊妹们主爱我们呢
And today the Lord loves us
所以主向着我们是信实的
And therefore God is faithful toward us
但是我们向着主我们有没有这样的爱呢
But are we the same way toward God?
你真正的爱主吗
Do you really love the Lord?
如果你真正的爱主
If you truly love the Lord
你就应该向着主忠心
Then you need to be faithful to him
弟兄姊妹，我们是归在他名下的人。
Because brothers and sisters, we are belonging to His name.
我们感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
2000年的教会历史。
That in 2000 years of church history.
我们看见有无数神的儿女们。
And we see the countless children of God.
为着这个名而殉道。
And they were martyred for that name.
他们不愿意否认这个名。
Because they were unwilling to deny the name.
在许多的强权的压制底下。
Under all persecutions and pressures.
在许多不合理的这个环境底下。
All unreasonable circumstances.
他们坚守主的名。
They had hold fast to the God, to God's name.
绝不妥协。
And was never compromised.
无论如何不否认这个名。
No matter what, they would not forsake and deny、
哎、
this name.
太多可歌可泣的故事。
There were so many great stories.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们，我不需要去说这些故事。
And I don't need to tell you one by one.
可能在你的心中，你都知道有很多的故事。
Perhaps you already knew about some.
所以向着主的名忠诚是非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, it is crucial to be faithful to the name of the Lord.
啊，所以这是我们今天呢，在主跟前所应当持守的第一个忠心。
That is the first aspect of faithfulness we should have before the Lord.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们要忠于主的自己。
To be faithful to God Himself.
主呼召我们。
You know when the Lord called us.
从世界中出来。
Out of this world.
主巴望我们能作为他亲密的同伴。
It is his sincere desire that we should become his companions.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们跟主之间的关系建立得多亲密。
You know how intimate is your relationship with the Lord?
这个关系到我们在主面前属灵的生活啊。到底能有多丰富？
It has something to do with how abundant you can live before the Lord.
我们会看见有许多的圣徒，
And we see many saints.
他们不仅蒙恩得救，
Not only they were saved.
他们跟主之间有非常亲密的关系。
They have such an intimate relationship with the Lord Himself.
就如同约翰一样，
Just like John.
能够常常躺在主的怀中的
who lies in the bosom of the Lord.
他们是真正主的朋友。
They are the true friends of the Lord.
所以他们无论在什么样的情况里面，
So no matter in what kind of circumstances,
弟兄姊妹们，他们都不离开主的自己。
Brothers and sisters, they will never depart from the Lord Himself.
他们也绝不背弃自己的朋友。
They will never forsake their friends.
所以当主、啊、对门徒们说呢，从今以后我称你们为朋友。
So when the Lord said to the disciples, From now on, I shall call you my friend.
那就是主把我们摆在一个很尊贵的地位上。
And it's to place us in such an honorable position.
因为朋友的话呢，是站在平等的地位上。
Because friendship is on an equal level position.
神实在是高抬我们。
And God truly lifted us.
但是我们看见。
But we see.
最后是谁出卖了主呢？
But who, we see at the end who forsook the Lord.
是犹大。出卖了主。
It was Judah who betrayed the Lord.
主对这十二个人都把他们看作是朋友。
God had the Lord treated 12 of his disciples the same as friends.
但是犹大没有做主忠心的朋友。
But Judas was not a true friend of Jesus.
他用与主亲密的关系出卖了主。
He had betrayed the Lord using the intimate relationship he had with the Lord.
他去对这些犹太人说。
He said to those Jews.
我和谁亲嘴。
He said that who I.
就是他。
And it would be him who I kissed with.
弟兄姊妹们。
And dear friends,
他背弃了他的朋友。
He betrayed his friend.
所以当犹大带着罗马的兵丁来到克西马尼园的时候。
So when Judas brought all these Roman soldiers to Gethsemane.
你看我们的主怎样称呼他呢？
Do you see how the Lord addressed him?
主明明知道是他出卖的，对不对？
The Lord knew that was him who betrayed him.
主人又对他说什么？
But the Lord said to him.
朋友。
Friend.
你要做的你做吧。
Do as according to what you wanted to do.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主。
And dear friends, this is our Lord.
当我们读到那个故事的时候。
And when we read about that account.
哎呀，我们说这个犹大，你怎么会做这样的事情呢？
And we say, how can Judas do such thing?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And but brothers and sisters.
你看看在我们的生活中。
And in our lives.
多少次我们背叛他的时候。
And oftentimes as we betrayed him.
主从来没有说你这个叛徒啊，没有这样。
And he never said that you are a traitor.
主总是说朋友。
He always says friend.
因为他是我们最忠心的朋友。
Because he is our most faithful friend.
他从来没有背弃过他这个坐在朋友的地位上的。
He never forsook his position as our friend.
犹大卖主。
And when Judah betrayed the Lord.
只不过用了多少30块钱而已。
It was only 30 coins.
所以呢，在犹大的心目中
，And in his heart，
耶稣这个朋友大概只值30块钱。
Perhaps Jesus to Judah was only worth 30 coins.
所以呢，这个大祭司说给你30块，他说好，我就把它卖了。
So when the priest, high priest gave him 30 coins, and he agreed to betray Jesus.
今天对于我们来讲
，And today。
我想不会有一个基督徒有这个卖主的心思。
I don't think any one of us would have such a thought to betray our Lord.
但是我们要问一问。
But we need to ask.
到底主在我们心中有多少的价值呢
？How much is God the Lord worth to us？
我们是不是常常有时候做一点点事情啊，恐怕连30块钱都不值
？And sometimes we do something that's even worth less than 30 silver coins.
我们就把主摆在一边了。
And we had traded the Lord in for less than that.
因为对主没有亏欠嘛。
And because I don't think I owe the Lord anything.
我常常就想到，为这些很小的事情，我胜不过试探引诱，我做了这些事的时候，回到主的跟前，我真的是很羞愧。
You know, sometimes I feel so ashamed as I come before the Lord and I feel as I fell to temptation.
我觉得我对我这位朋友我不忠心。
I was not faithful to my friend.
所以我们不要笑犹大。
So let's not laugh at Judah.
我们不要指责犹大。
Let's not scold him.
因为你我常常有时候做的事情可能30块都不值。
Because you and I would do something in this in the same aspect.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们要把这位朋友放在我们的心上。
We need to have and place this friend who is our Lord
要放在一个无可比的地位上
in our heart in an incomparable position
不要说地上一点的钱财地上一点的娱乐
so that nothing in this world whether it be entertainment or wealth
地上一点的名利
or any fame or fortune
主曾经告诉我们说
and the Lord told us
如果你爱父母过于爱我
He said that if you love your parents more than me
就不配做我的门徒
then you're not worthy to be my disciple
你爱妻子爱你的儿女过于爱我就不配做我的门徒
if you love your wife and your children more than me then you're not worthy to be my
就在你的心中啊
that in your heart
你没有把他摆在一个无可比的地位上
you did not place him in an incomparable position
那就是说有这些人事物这些地上的物质一比的话就把主比下去了
that means that anything people personal thing can really just compare to the Lord where it surpasses position
这是我们对主的亏欠
and that's where we fall short
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
在末了的时代
in the end times,
神呼召我们
the Lord calls to us,
要向着这位好朋友忠心
that we need to be faithful to this friend.
彼得呢曾经三次否认过主
Peter denied the Lord 3 times.
圣经的描述很奇妙
and it's very interesting the way the Bible described it.
这个鸡一叫，鸡叫以前三次否认主
and with the rooster crow, he denied the Lord 3 times.
彼得为什么会否认呢
Why did Peter deny the Lord?
因为惧怕
Because he was afraid.
所以我们要在主跟前求主用恩典的手怜悯的手握住我们
So we need to ask the Lord to hold us with his grace and mercy
许多的时候因为我们里面有惧怕我们也会违背主
Oftentimes we rebel against the Lord because of our fears
你怕人
You're afraid of man
怕这个环境
You're afraid of the circumstances Or an atmosphere
怕这种现在的潮流
You're afraid of certain atmospheres
弟兄姊妹很多的时候这些都会叫我们违背主
And oftentimes that will cause us to rebel against the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers
and sisters,
but we thank the Lord.
我们可以背叛他
We can be against him.
但他永远是我们忠实的朋友
But he is forever our faithful friend.
到了一个时候
And to a time,
他仍旧挽回彼得
When the time comes, the Lord, revive or restore Peter.
我们在教会历史上面
And in the church history,
我们也看见有很多这样的圣徒
And we see so many saints.
他们与主之间建立亲密的关系。
And when they have a very intimate relationship with the Lord.
他们无论在什么样的艰苦的环境里面。
No matter how difficult and harsh.
在什么样的压力和逼迫底下。
No matter how harsh an environment or how harsh the persecution.
他们不肯背弃这位好朋友。
They never went on back, turned their back on this friend.
你像在士美拿的教会第二个世纪的时候。
That in the second century.
士美拿的会都普鲁卡。
In the capital of Peluca.
Peluca, 就是会都，他的那个 bishop.
Bishop, okay.
那么80几岁。
And he was 80 some years old.
最后呢， 这个罗马的兵丁呢，把他绑在柱子上面，要当作这个火柱把他烧掉。
And they were going to burn him as a torch.
那许许多多逼迫他的人都不忍心啊。
And all these who persecuted him did not have a heart to do so.
他们说你这么大的年纪了。
And he said that you're so of advanced age.
你还能受这样的苦吗？
How can you suffer such?
你只要否认一下耶稣基督就可以了。
As long as you deny the Lord Jesus, and that would be good.
但是这位老弟兄怎么说呢？
But what did this elderly brother say?
八十多年来，
he says, the past 80 some years,
他没有亏负过我。
The Lord never turned his back on me.
他说我也不能亏负他。
Therefore, I cannot turn my back on him.
弟兄姊妹们，从容就义。
That he martyred for the Lord.
被浇上油当作火柱把它烧了。
And it was burned like a torch.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
在以后的日子里面，
And in the days to come,
我们看见在教会历史中还是有很多这样跟随主的人。
And we saw so many who followed the Lord in such a way.
像我们有时候常常提起来的像 Madame Guyon, 盖恩夫人。
Madame Guyon.
你看见她实在是主耶稣基督的好朋友。
And we see that she truly was a good friend of the Lord.
无论在什么压力底下。
No matter what pressure she was under.
被监禁。
And whether she was in prison,
她甚至被监禁在一个监牢的里面呢，那个地方像地狱一样的可怕。
And she was in prison, the prison cell was like a hell.
被关了好多年。
And she was there for many years.
从来没一天背弃主。
But that there's not one day that she turned her back on the Lord.
这些人忠于主的自己。
And these people were faithful to the Lord Himself.
这是今天主对我们的要求。
And that is a very requirement of the Lord to us.
我们必须把主摆在我们心中最重要的地位上。
We need to place the Lord in the most honorable position in our heart.
那么第三个点。
Thirdly,
那是忠于主的旨意。
To be faithful to his purpose.
忠于主的托付。
To be faithful to his commission.
今天我们作为主的仆人。
And today as a servant of the Lord.
我们必须要明白主人的心。
We need to understand the heart of the master.
要明白神有什么旨意。
To understand the will of the Lord.
我们要学习在神的目的和他的旨意上面来忠心。
And to be faithful to his purpose and his will.
今天我们在地上所有的侍奉啊。
You know all the services
we have today. 我们的生活啊。
In our lives.
主耶稣用了一个比喻来说明。
And the Lord has used an example to describe this.
在福音书里面主用这个做买卖来形容。
And he used someone as conducting a business.
我有很多年不太能明白。
You know, for many years I
couldn't
understand it.
主为什么用做买卖来形容呢？
Why is the Lord using the trade as a example?
原来我们晓得今天在这个世界上做买卖啊。
You know that nowadays as we're doing the trade,
最能够看出人忠心不忠心。
We can see whether someone is faithful.
很多的人呢，开头两个做 partner 的时候一起做生意啊，那是很开心的。
In the beginning too, when they were partners and they were very happy.
慢慢的有利益的情况出现的时候啊。
And gradually there is the issues of gain or loss.
所以很多人就开始怎么见利忘义。
And many people would forsook that friendship due to something.
在做买卖的事上，出卖朋友的事情多得不得了。
And they would betray their friends because of certain gain or loss.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
那么不仅有这种见利忘义的事情。
Not only that people do that.
主也告诉我们，很多的时候啊，在做买卖上另外出现一个东西就是懒惰。
And oftentimes people would be not diligent or lazy in the business of trade.
你看主在那里说他把银子分给人五千两、两千两、一千两，对吧？
And you see the Lord as a master giving to his servants 5,000 or 2,000 talents.
我们有的人就把这一千两把它埋在地上。
And some would bury the 1,000 in the ground.
这也告诉我们说什么呢？我们没有把神的事情看得很重。
And it tells us that we did not treat God's business very importantly.
你根本不重视这位朋友托付你的事情。
Because you took lightly upon this commission from this friend.
你根本没有把主人的事情看在眼里。
You did not see the master, the matter of the master is very important.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道啊。
But brothers and sisters, we need to
know. 有很多基督徒啊。
You know many Christians.
在他自己的事情上是非常殷勤的。
They're very diligent in things concerning themselves.
兢兢业业的。
And they were very diligent.
但是在属灵的事情上面呢，他 不在意的。
But in spiritual matters, they're not so.
这就是主用比喻对我们说明的。
And that's the Lord using that parable to tell us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
and dear brothers,
我们今天作为神的仆人，
you know, as a servant of God,
要学习能够忠于神的托付。
We need to be faithful to the commission of the Lord.
圣经，旧约圣经 有好两个例子。
In the Old Testament, there are two examples.
我想最明显的一个例子就是摩西了。
The most obvious example is Moses.
圣经称摩西在神的全家诚然尽忠。
And the Bible says that Moses was truly, completely faithful in the household of the Lord.
他是旧约圣经里面第一个忠心的仆人。
That he was the first faithful servant in the Old Testament.
所以当神在西乃山上把会幕的样式启示给他的时候，
So when the Lord revealed to him the vision of the tabernacle and Mount Sinai,
那么他就在山下呢，完全按照神所指示的建造会幕。
And he built the tabernacle according to the vision he received on Mount Sinai.
所以今天我们不仅需要有山上的意象，
So not only we need to have a vision of the mount,
我们也需要有山下的忠心。
But we also need to have that faithfulness as we carry out that vision.
我们所做的是不是按照主的心意所要的做的呢？
Are we serving him according to his desires?
我们所走的路是主所要我们走的吗？
Are we walking on the path that he wants us to walk on?
我们在这里所建立的教会是按照山上的样式吗？
Are we building a church according to the vision on the mount?
这个考验我们的忠心。
That would test our faithfulness.
弟兄姊妹们，
Friends, sisters,
那么我们晓得神历世历代都把他的心意启示给人。
We know that God continues to reveal his will to people from generations past.
神找着摩西。
And we thank the Lord that he had found Moses.
是一个忠心的神的仆人。
That he was a faithful servant of God.
所以神因着摩西所做的心里面有满足。
And therefore God's heart was satisfied because of Moses.
神称摩西说你是我的朋友。
And God said to Moses that you are my friend.
这在旧约圣经里面是一个无上荣耀的一个称呼啊。
That is a very honorable, extremely honorable.
摩西被称为神的朋友。
That Moses was being called the friend of God.
那么我们晓得当以色列列王的时代，
That in the kings,
在列王还没有开始的时候啊，
before the time of the kings,
我们晓得当以色列光景非常败落的时候，
When the condition of the Israelites were very corrupt,
在撒母耳记上，
In 1 Samuel,
我们看见当时以色列的祭司们他们背叛神。
And the priests of God have rebelled against God.
他们不能忠心的侍奉神。
They could not serve God faithfully.
所以神后来在那里立了一个忠心的祭司，就是撒母耳。
Therefore God established a priest for himself who was Samuel.
神怎么样说他呢？
And how did God address him?
他说我要立一个忠心的祭司。
He says, I shall establish a very faithful priest.
他必照我的心意而行。
And he will do according to my heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天作为神的仆人，
So today as servants of God,
要完全照主人的心意而行。
We need to serve according to the heart of God.
这是在旧约里面给我们看见的一些例子。
And that's just some example we see from the Old Testament.
你在新约圣经中也可以找到这样的例子。
You can also see the similar example in the New Testament.
我们晓得在新约圣经里面，保罗是神的仆人的最明显的一个例子。
That Paul among the other servants of God were the most obvious.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在使徒行传二十六章。
In Acts chapter 26.
保罗被带到亚基帕王的面前。
When Paul was brought before the king Agrippa's.
他说了一句何等重要的话。
He said something very important.
他说亚基帕王啊。
He says King Agrippa.
故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
He says, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
但是我们把保罗的一生读一读。
And but if you read about his biography,
经过多少的患难和艰难，
how much difficulty and hardship he encounters, and temptations and trials.
弟兄姊妹们，这位神的仆人，
yet this servant of God,
他能够持守神的托付一直到今天。
He hold fast to the commission of the Lord to the end.
这句话是多么的不容易。
And how difficult it was to make such statement.
有许多时候神给我们一点的认识。
And sometimes the Lord allow us to understand certain things.
给我们一点的看见。
A certain sight.
但是有很多时候经不起环境的考验。
But we're not able to withstand the test.
经不起环境的试炼。
The test and the trial of the circumstances.
很快就改变。
And we will change.
这样的人在教会历史中是多得不得了啊。
And such person is very common throughout the history of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们
And therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们也需要忠于神的旨意。
We need to be faithful to God's purpose.
要忠于神的目的。
To be faithful to his will.
忠于他的托付。
To be faithful to his commission.
在教会历史上
That in the church history,
在这一方面有忠心的人不太多。
And it is not many who are faithful in this aspect.
你可以把整个教会历史读一读。
If you can read the whole church history,
在初期的教会中间
In the earlier church,
在使徒行传的时候
in the times of the Acts,
那个时候向着神极忠心的人比较多
and at that time those who were faithful to God in this aspect were more
但是从第二第三个世纪以后呢
but from second and third century on
弟兄姊妹我们看见真正向着神的旨意忠心的就越来越少
and those who were faithful to the will of God continue to decrease
今天在这个末了的时代
and today in the end times
这个点可能会成为我们神儿女一个最大最严厉的考验
This could possibly be the greatest challenge and test for us as children of God
求主怜悯我们
May the Lord be gracious to us
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters And nowadays we know
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
有三方面我们需要持守的忠心
There are three aspects of faithfulness
要忠于主的名
First of all to be faithful to God's name
忠于主的自己
And to be faithful to himself
要忠于主的心意
And to be faithful to the will and purpose of the Lord
本来呢在一个真正忠心的人身上的话呢，这三件事情都应该同时在。
And originally, if anyone who is truly faithful to God, all these three aspects should be observed concurrently.
但是我们从教会整个的光景来看的时候呢
，But when you look at the church as a whole,
我们看见有的人只不过在某一个点上有忠心。
We see that people most of the time people only are faithful in certain aspects.
在其他的事情上面，好像看不见这样的忠心。
And seem to fall short in some other aspects.
愿主让我们能够清楚的看见。
And may the Lord help us to see this very clearly.
弟兄姊妹，忠于主的名。是重要的
that to be faithful to his name is important
忠于主的自己是重要的
to be faithful to the Lord himself is important
忠于神的托付也是重要的
and to be faithful to his commission is equally important
盼望在主回来之前
and we hope that before the coming of the Lord
在地上主还能得着这样忠心跟随他的人
the Lord can continue to obtain such person who is faithful to the Lord
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters
我们要学习在主面前忠心的来跟随主。
We need to learn to be faithful follower of the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主没有为难我们。
The Lord never make it very difficult for us.
圣经都告诉我们说什么呢？
And what does the Bible tell us?
你们只要在小事上忠心就好。
And as long as you're faithful on little matters.
现在我们明白了。
And now we understand.
事情不在乎大小。
And it's not a matter of whether the things are great or small.
在小事上。要忠于主的名
But when you're in little matters, you faithful to the name of the Lord. To be faithful to God himself.
要忠于主的心意
And to be faithful to his heart.
神没有太叫我们做大事对不对
The Lord never asked us to do something great.
所以在马太福音25章里面讲到
Therefore in Matthew chapter 25, 不多
的事情
It is not in many things.
小事就是不多的事情
In little matter means not many things.
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters.
神今天要按照我们的忠心来赏赐我们
The Lord shall reward us according to our faithfulness.
所以今生的忠心
Therefore the faithfulness of today.
是来世得奖赏的一个根据
Will be the evidence of your, the ticket of your reward in heaven.
在启示录里面
In the revelation.
神在每一个教会里面都呼召得胜者
And the Lord is calling unto the overcomers in church.
但是忠心是得胜的必要条件
But faithfulness is the must requirement
没有忠心就不可能有得胜
Without faithfulness there's no overcoming
当我们能忠心在神跟前的时候
And if we can be faithful before the Lord
我们看见神在哪里有奖赏
And you see the Lord there is reward from the Lord
神对于忠心跟随他的人
And to those who faithfully follow him
神从来不会亏负的
He never falls short of them
所以我们开头讲到这个要求乃是一个带有应许的一个要求。
Therefore, in the very beginning, we say that this requirement is a requirement with promise.
所以在马太福音里面
，Therefore, in Matthew,
主就说你们在不多的事上有忠心。
The Lord says that you were faithful in few things.
可以进来管理许多的事情。
Now you can come and manage many things.
啊，这个路加福音告诉我们
，And Luke tells us,
因为你在小事上能够忠心
，Because you were faithful in little things.
那么你可以进来管十座城，将来管十座城。你都管五座城。
Now you can come and take it in charge of five or ten cities.
我们晓得在 永世来到之前啊,
you know that before eternity comes,
有一个千年的国度,
there was a thousand years.
这是神奖赏他圣徒的时候。
And that was the period of time when the Lord will reward his saints.
在地上我们看见有人要管十座城，有人管五座城。
And on this earth, we see some would be in charge of five cities, some would be put in charge of ten cities.
这是神对于那些忠心的人，神会给他的一些的奖赏。
That is the reward of God toward those who are faithful.
当然，今天呢，我们不仅学习在小事上面能够持守主所给我们的托付。
And today, we not only want to be faithful in small and few matters.
我们也晓得，只有十字架的经历。能够叫我们弃绝自己。
We know that only through the way and the experience of the cross can we forsake ourselves.
叫我们能够忠心地活在主的跟前。
That we can live faithfully before the Lord.
所以刚才我们的姊妹写的那首诗歌。
So the hymn that our sister wrote.
有一句话很好，她说：“忠魂都当进加略。”
He says, "All the faithful souls shall go through Calvary."
若是没有经过加略山
Without Calvary,
不可能产生这些的忠心
And there will be no faithfulness
在主耶稣基督以后
That after the time of Jesus
所有忠心跟随主的人
All those who faithful follow the Lord
都是背起十字架跟从主的
They all carried up their cross
and
followed the Lord
因为我们人的是自私的东西
Because we ourselves are selfish
也是不忠心的最大的原因
And it is the very reason why we cannot be faithful
什么时候你活在自己里面
Whenever you live within yourself
你就不可能向神忠心
You cannot be faithful to God
你以自己为忠心
When you are self-centered,
你就不可能忠心向着神
You cannot be faithful to God
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们没有忠心没有肯背没有这个背十字架的这个心智的话呢
If we do not have a desire to carry up the cross
我们就不可能忠心为主受苦
Then we are not able to be faithful to God in suffering
我们晓得忠心要付上代价的
Because we know to be faithful there is a price to be paid
今天你即使真正持守一点主的话语的时候在有些环境里面你看见那个代价就非常大
And you see that sometimes you need to pay a great price when you hold fast to the word of the Lord.
有的环境，你只要持守主的名，你可能就丧命。
And sometimes you might lose your life by holding fast the name of the Lord.
有的地方，你忠于主的自己，你可能就要受很多的痛苦。
And some places you will suffer much when you just hold fast to the Lord Himself.
有的地方，你忠心于主的托付。
In certain aspects, when you hold fast to the commission of the Lord,
你会失去很多很多的朋友。
You will lose many friends.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你看教会历史上那些爱主的弟兄姊妹们
You see those who love the Lord throughout the history of the church
当他们一生过来的时候
And when their time passed
你读读他们的传记
When you read about their biography
多少的苦难
There's so many sufferings
那个苦难的原因是什么呢
What was the reason for that suffering
就是因为他们忠心跟随主
It is because they're faithful to God
所以忠心是需要付代价的
Therefore to be faithful you need to pay the price
如果不能脱离自己我们就很难在神面前忠心
You cannot be faithful to God if you're self-centered
在启示录第二章里面讲
In Revelation chapter 2.
那么在别加摩的教会里面
In the church of
Pescamo. 那个那里有一个神的仆人的名字叫做安提帕。
There was a servant of God whose name was Antipas.
啊，有人研究教会历史啊，一直想找出这到底是什么人呢、啊、
？And many Bible scholars trying to find who that person is.
怎么找也找不到。
And they could not find this person.
哦，后来他们读原文的时候呢，才明白了。
And when they read the original language, they begin to understand.
安提帕的意思。
That the name of Antipas.
就是 anti-O.
That means anti-O.
反对一切
anti-all
anti-all 反对一切
that means anti-all
他什么都反对
that's against all
那弟兄姊妹我们知道这个什么意思呢
and we know what that means
就是在神的旨意之外的一切事物他都反对
and that means he against everything that's outside of God
所以有一个神的仆人讲得很好因为他反对一切
and so a servant of God said very well that because this person was against all
所以他就只好寻道
And therefore, the end result is martyrdom.
没有别的路可以走的。
There's no other way.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and
sisters, 今天如果在教会中
and today in the church,
凡是那些不出于神旨意的
all that is not within the will of God,
在基督的意义之外的东西
that all is outside of the will of God,
如果你忠心的在那里持守
if you hold fast to it,
你反对这一切事物
you are against all other things,
你的命运跟安提帕是一样
then your fate will be that, like that of Antipas.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们看见在教会历史中
that in the church history,
神就是得着这许许多多爱主的弟兄姊妹
We saw God obtain all these saints who love the Lord.
因为他们的忠心
because of their faithfulness.
他们对得起主的名
and they were they did not fall short of the name of the Lord.
因为他们的忠心
and because of their faithfulness,
他们对得起主自己
they did not fall short of God Himself.
因为他们的忠心
and because of their faithfulness,
他们对得起神的心意
and did not fall short of the commission and the will of God.
所以在诗篇箴言25篇呢第13节有这样的话说
In Proverbs 25:13
他说忠信的使者就忠信的使者叫猜他的人心里舒畅就如在收割时有冰雪的凉气
It says like the coolness of snow at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to those who sent him He refreshed the spirit of his masters
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
圣经也很清楚地启示我们
The Bible reveals to us very clearly
末了的时代
That in the end times
是神在地上一个大收割的时代
It is a time of harvest
只有那些忠信的使者他们能叫收割的人好像遇见了这个冰雪的凉气
Only those trustworthy messengers would be like a snow in the harvest time
我们知道以色列人收割的时候那个时候都是最热天气最热的时候
Because you know that during the harvest time is the weather that's most hot
收割的人十分的辛苦
And so it's very difficult for those harvesters
如果在收割的时候有冰雪的凉气有冷气吹过来你该多舒服呢
And how good it would be if there is coolness of the snow
所以弟兄姊妹们
And we thank the Lord
忠心能够使神的心得到满足和喜悦
That faithfulness can please the heart of the Lord
我们感觉在这个末后的时代
And we really feel that at the end times
这个忠心对我们成了非常大的严厉的考验
And faithfulness become a great challenge for all of us
马太福音24-25
In Matthew chapter 24-25
都是主预言到末了时代的光景
It was the prophecy of the Lord towards the end times
所以当时代要接近末了的时候
So when the time when our age about to end
我们的主在这里一个也可以说是一个很沉重的呼召
And that was a really sincere and heavy calling of the Lord
他说谁是忠心有见识的仆人
He says who then is the faithful and wise servant
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
当主回来的时候
When the Lord comes again
主能这样对我们说吗
Can he say the similar things to us
你这又良善又忠心的仆人
That you're good and faithful servant
这是神在末后时代对教会最重要的一个呼召
And that is the most important calling of the Lord in this end time towards church
愿我们能有忠心的生活活在主的跟前
May we live a life of a faithful to the Lord
弟兄姊妹们时候已经接近末了
Dear brothers and sisters the time is near its end
还有一点点的时候主就要回来
And there's only a little time left the Lord shall come back
愿我们能跟随历世历代那些忠心爱主的弟兄姊妹的脚踪往前
And let's follow the footsteps of those who truly was faithful to the Lord and loved him
愿我们也能成为神眼中善良又忠心的仆人
That we may become a good and faithful servant in the eyes of the Lord
我们最后我们再来唱一下这个 Miss Barber 的诗歌好吧
Let's sing again Miss Barber's song
刚才我们唱过的387首
Hymn number 387
我们唱1578唱四节就可以了
We will sing stanza 1, 5, 7, and 8
他特别在第八节那里说哈
Especially in stanza 8
他说不过再过几里朋友
And it's just a few more miles friends
腿要不酸身不累
And we are
不再有罪不再有忧
There will be no sin no more sin nor sorrow
主要擦干你眼泪
The Lord will wipe away all your tears
听他正用柔声说道
That he is whispering gently to our ears
勿恐勿馁人立前
And do not be afraid do not despair
因为也许明朝未到
Because maybe perhaps before tomorrow comes
旅程就已到终点
The long journey will be done
我们的姊妹在那最艰苦的岁月里面
In the most difficult time of her life
当他持守主的心意忠心往前去的时候
When she went forward and while holding fast to the commission of the Lord
他的眼睛一直定在主的再来
Her eyes was fixated on the coming of the Lord
所以他没有一天 是松懈自己的。
So not for one, not one day she was not diligent.
也可以说是忠心至死。
And she was faithful to the end.
那么经过了几十年之后，我们回头来唱这些诗歌。
And after decades, we come back and sing her song.
我们有时候感觉心里非常的惭愧。
Sometimes we feel very falling short.
我们赶不上我们的姊妹这样的爱主。
We're not loving the Lord as our sister did.
我们更赶不上她一样的忠心。
And we're far short of her faithfulness.
但愿我们能因她的这个经历啊，所写下的诗歌对我们今天能够产生激励。
And may we be all be encouraged and the hearts be stirred by her song.
因为每个弟兄姊妹都有一个心愿。
That all of us will have a desire.
我们能够在不多的日子里面忠心跟随主。
And in a little time that's left, be faithful to the Lord.
我们请起立来唱。
Let's all stand up and sing the song.
我们唱1578。
Verses 1, 5, 7, and 8。
我们唱完之后呢，在主面前我们有点祷告。
So we'll pray after we sing the song.
我们个人能把自己的心愿呢，能够倾吐在主的跟前。
And we can tell the Lord our heart's desire.
求主保守我们。
And may He keep us.
在今天这个多变化的时代里面。
Then in this ever-changing world.
能够在主所喜悦的路上能够忠心到底。
That we can be faithful on the path He destined for us.
一起来。主，早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning we all stand before you.
我们从心的深处把敬拜归给你。
From the bottom of our hearts, we offer you our praises and thanksgiving.
因为你实在是信实的神。
Because you truly are a faithful God.
你从来没有改变过你的自己。
You never change.
你也没有改变你向着我们的呼召。
You never change, your calling upon us.
并且不管时代如何的艰难。
No matter how difficult is your time.
你一定要完成你的心意。
You shall accomplish your will.
我们为着这个不改变的爱感谢你。
For this unchanging love, we thank you.
为着你那不改变的旨意感谢你。
We thank you for your unchanging will.
主啊，我们也求你让我们向着你的呼召能有回应。
Lord, we ask you to help us that we may be faithful and to respond to your calling.
保守我们在不多的日子里面。
And to keep us in this little time we have left.
能够忠心直到底。
To be faithful to the end.
主啊，愿你借着你的灵把你的爱浇灌下来。
Father, pour down in our hearts through your spirit your love.
让我们真是成为一般对神有信心的人。
That we become a group of people who are faithful to God.
让我们的眼不看周围的环境。
Our eyes does not gaze upon the circumstances.
也不受任何人事物的影响。
Nor influenced by all things and people.
叫我们只知道持守主和他所托付的。
All we know is holding fast onto the Lord and what He commissioned us.
主啊，愿我们的脚能够踩在历史历代那些忠心跟随你的人的脚踪里面。
May our feet walk on the footsteps.Of those who faithfully followed you in the past,
像他们踩在你的脚踪里面行一样
just as they walked in your footstep.
主啊，怜悯我们
Father, have mercy on us.
因为你知道我们有许多的软弱
because you know of our many weaknesses.
我们非常容易改变
and it's so easy for us to waver.
我们非常向着你不够忠心
and we're unfaithful toward you.
我们知道你都赦免我们
Lord, we know that you have forgiven us.
你也体恤我们
and you understand.
但是我们仍旧有一个心愿摆在你的跟前
but nevertheless, we have a heart before you.
求主让我们能成为主忠心的朋友
that we desire to become a truthful friend of
God 做主忠心的仆人
a faithful servant of God
做完全属于主的童贞女
and a perfect virgin belonging to you
主啊你要听我们的祷告
Lord answer our prayers
求你纪念这个世代是何等的邪恶
Lord remember how wicked is this
求你纪念我们今天所处的环境是何等的不容易
Please remember our circumstances how difficult it may be
主啊愿你的笑容鼓舞我们
Lord may your faith
激励每一个弟兄姊妹的心
to encourage all our hearts,
让我们能对主说主我在这里
then we say to the Lord, Lord, we are
我愿意做你忠心的同伴
I'm willing to be your faithful companion
我愿意在地上能够持守你的心意
and to hold fast to your will, Lord
我们感谢你
we thank you
我们相信你的能力能成就一切
We believe that your mighty power shall accomplish all.
超过我们所求所想的。
Far beyond what we can imagine.
主啊，愿在那一天。
And may that on that day.
当你回来的时候。
When you come again.
我们能够在你的面前得你的称许。
We may be before you be praised by you.
并且能够和你一同欢喜快乐。
And to rejoice with you.
我们谢谢你与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.